This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the third full day after Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden is on the cusp of claiming the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden has opened narrow leads over President Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania, battlegrounds the president must win for re-election. Biden is now in a stronger position to reach the 270 electoral votes needed for victory. Both states are too early to call, and while the Trump campaign insists the race is not over.
This morning it is clear that the Biden-Harris ticket will win the White House.
Even as she urged calm and patience as the vote count continues, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pointedly referred to Biden as the president-elect. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. employers hired the fewest workers in 5 months in October, offering the clearest evidence yet that the end of the fiscal stimulus and exploding new COVID-19 cases were sapping momentum from the economic recovery. Conway G. Gittens of Reuters reports.
638,000 new jobs were created last month, according to Friday's closely watched employment report. More than 10 million jobs are yet to come back since the health crisis took a whack at the labor market earlier this year. Employers have slowed down on their hiring in recent months as extra financial stimulus from the government dried up and with the health crisis now flaring up again. But the recovery hasn't lost all of its momentum. The unemployment rate fell to 6.9% in October from 7.9% the month before, as some of the tens of millions of Americans who were once out of work started looking for a job again and found one.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.